Track 18.
Unit 20, 20.2, Exercise 1.
Good morning. Here is the news. Anthony Curcio, 28, of Monroe, Washington, was sentenced today to 72 months in prison for robbing an armored car in Monroe. Curcio, a former star athlete in high school who earned college scholarships in basketball and football, carefully planned the robbery over nearly a year. Curcio was arrested in a car park following a spending spree at a shopping mall. At the trial, Curcio stated that he had needed the money from the robbery to pay to take his friends on an all-expenses-paid vacation to Las Vegas. According to records filed in the case, Curcio first came up with the idea of robbing an armored car while working for his parents' landscaping company. They were doing some work near the Monroe branch of the Bank of America, and Curcio studied the deliveries that the armored car made every week. At the same time, he decided on the best ways to escape after the robbery. He manufactured a disguise with clothing that could be easily removed, and even strung a cable in a nearby river so that he could use an old tire as an inflatable raft and pull himself down the creek away from the scene of the crime. Curcio decided to use an open Wi-Fi network to put an advertisement on the internet offering men a potential job. The open Wi-Fi was to enable him to post things on the internet without the police being able to trace him. Applicants for the job were told that they had to stand outside the Bank of America in Monroe at a certain time on a certain date and wear specific clothing. This was to consist of a blue shirt, yellow vest, safety goggles, and work shoes. They were told that there was construction work available for whoever turned up. On the day of the robbery, Curcio wore a wig, safety goggles, work boots, and a tearaway blue shirt, and he pretended to be a landscaper cutting weeds outside the bank. When the armored car arrived, it stopped outside the bank to unload the money, and the delivery person got out. Curcio stopped working and then sprayed the delivery person in the face with pepper and stole a bag containing approximately $400,000. Curcio remembered to remove his wig, face mask, work clothes, and hat, and threw them in bushes before making his escape on the inflatable raft down the river. What initially confused police was the group of people at the scene, all dressed in the same clothing as the robber. However, the FBI and Monroe police were soon on Curcio's trail. According to police, 3 weeks before the robbery took place, a homeless man had seen Curcio trying out his ideas for the robbery. Curcio had arrived in a wig and gone through what he would do on the day of the robbery. Before leaving in his car, he had then dropped the wig and an empty bottle behind a trash can at the bank. The homeless man had reported Curcio's license plate number to police and given them the items he had found behind the trash can. The police found out that the car was registered to Curcio's wife. Nothing was done at the time, as there was no crime to connect it to, but the police had kept the items. When news came of the attack on the armored van at the bank, a police sergeant remembered getting the earlier report. Investigators retrieved the drink bottle from storage and found it had a sample of DNA on it. They then compared it to the DNA from the face mask and wig left by Curcio a short distance from the scene of the real robbery. The DNA from the bottle matched the DNA from the items left at the scene. The police then began following Curcio and finally arrested him in the car park. Some $220,000 of the stolen money was recovered following Curcio's arrest. He pleaded guilty to all charges. In asking for a 5-year sentence, Assistant United States Attorney Bruce Miyake said that, and I quote, "All robberies are inherently violent and serious. This robbery stands out for its boldness, level of planning, and its ingenuity. As has been seen, Curcio was obsessive in his planning. This, however, led to his ultimate downfall."